Dave, let's move on to an exciting new form of metal, and not music either.
Indeed. A stronger metal alloy has been developed than ever before. Metals are wonderful materials. They've revolutionised human life for thousands of years. Their structure is all crystalline, which means that atoms are arranged in repeating patterns over a relatively large scale. They're not nearly as strong or stiff as you'd expect from the bonds between the atoms. One of the reasons for this is that tiny defects in the crystals can move through the crystal relatively easily, allowing the crystal to deform at much lower forces than you'd expect otherwise.
So that's why metals are sort of ductile. You can pull out a metal into a wire, for example.
Yeah, especially things like copper are very, very ductile, and you can hit them with a hammer and they bend rather than break. One way of making the metal stronger and harder is to change the metal structure to be more like that of glass, with no large scale repeating structure. You do it by taking some molten metal when the atoms are arranged pretty randomly, then you cool it very, very, very quickly. And especially if you've got a fairly complicated alloy with lots of different sized atoms, they won't crystallize and form a glass-like structure, a metallic glass. These are very, very hard and wear resistant and very efficiently elastic, so sometimes they're used for golf clubs. But they're not especially tough. This means they can't absorb a lot of metal because they can't, not of energy, so they can't deform, so they tend to crack and shatter, a bit like a conventional glass. Marius de Dementru and colleagues from the California Institute of Technology have managed to greatly increase their toughness by making a metallic glass from a palladium alloy, which has made the alloy much better at deforming slightly under very, very large shear forces.
So what does the addition of that palladium do to the metal to make it like that?
It just means that they can rearrange their bonds slightly more easily. They can slide over each other slightly more easily than they would do otherwise, which means if you've got a crack going into the material, instead of the crack carrying on growing, what happens is it kind of gets wider and flatter and it stops being so sharp, all the forces drop and everything stabilises.
So what could you do with these sorts of metallic glasses? Why do we think they're helpful?
Well, this one would have a better combination of strength and toughness than any other material produced. So if you can make it on a huge scale, it would be a wonderful thing to build buildings out of, build ships out of, whatever. There is, however, a minor problem. Palladium is much, much rarer than gold and costs about $16,000 per kilogram. So it's unlikely to be used for anything very large soon, but the group's working on possibly slightly cheaper alloys with similar properties in the future.
Prove the point, in other words, and this is a way of saying you can do this. Now we need to find something that will do the same job as the palladium, but is more abundant, so it doesn't cost as much.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Dave.